modern guitar music. This is from bass player David Holland and his group Prism. Name of the track is The Watcher. And dig the guitar here. That's Kevin Eubanks on guitar. We'll be right back. Very interesting sounds on the guitar there in that set. We heard two tracks from Bill Frisell, and the name of the album is All We Are Saying. And, of course, it's a tribute to John Lennon. And we heard two tracks from that. We heard Come Together and Give Peace a Chance. And that haunting sound is made possible by Bill Frisell's great guitar work, as well as Greg Liss on steel and acoustic guitars, Jenny Scheinman on violin, Tony Scher on bass, and Ken Wollinson on drums. A very interesting sound with the slide guitars and the violins layered with Bill Frisell's guitar work. I really dig that. Bill Frisell always doing something very creative. Later in the show, we're going to hear an album by the great Charles Lloyd that also has Bill Frisell on it, so I'll be anxious to listen to that. But for now, I want to keep to some great guitarists, so we're going to hear another set of electric guitar work, starting with Larry Coryell. We'll be right back. a couple very interesting tracks featuring some great guitarists. That last track you just heard was from the bassist Miroslav Vitus from his album Infinite Search, also released as Mountain in the Clouds back in 1969, sort of the exploration into jazz fusion. Besides Miroslav Vitus on bass, we had John McLaughlin playing that great guitar solo. I really love that guitar solo in that song. Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Jack DeJohnette on drums. And wow, that is a great group, huh? Before that, we heard from Larry Coryell. And on that one, Larry Coryell, I think, was channeling Jimi Hendrix for certain, as that was recorded in Electric Ladyland Studios, New York City. And the name of that album is Barefoot Boy, one of, I think it's his second album, Larry Coryell's second album. And we heard the track, the Gaber Szabo composition, Gypsy Queen. And that was sort of an impromptu session, according to the liner notes. There was a snowstorm that night. Mike Mandel on piano was unable to get into the studio because of the snow. So they had a little impromptu session and did that jam with Larry Coryell on guitar, Steve Marcus on soprano sax, and the drums and percussion just laying down a incredible beat, driving beat through that. And that was Roy Haynes on drums and Harry Wilkinson on percussion and Mervyn Bronson holding it down on the bass. And a great track. Really love that. Next up is Charles Lloyd and the Marvels, a new group and a new album featuring the great Charles Lloyd on saxophone and reeds. Name of the album is I Long to See You. Also features the guitar work of Bill Frisell, who we heard earlier in the show. So this should be an interesting set. Also features Ruben Rogers on bass, Eric Harland on drums, and Greg Liss, who plays steel guitar, who we also heard on Bill Frisell's album earlier. So let's take a listen to Charles Lloyd and the Marvels, and we're going to hear the Bob Dylan composition, Masters of War. Yeah, that's a very nice sound. I like that. Charles Lloyd's brand new album entitled I Long to See You. He calls this group The Marvels, and it heavily features Bill Frisell on guitar as well, and sounds a lot like kind of the same vibe as the Bill Frisell John Lennon tribute album that I played earlier in the show. Kind of that haunting sound with Bill Frisell's guitar and some slide guitar over that. Really interesting. Hope you like that. We heard two tracks from that, starting with Bob Dylan's Masters of War. And then we heard the traditional spiritual called All My Trials. And a lot of this album seems to be spirituals and a couple originals. Interestingly enough, it also features some vocals, one by Norah Jones and another by Willie Nelson, of all people. All right, time now is 10:08. My name's Ken. This is Friday Morning Jazz. Hope you're digging the show thus far.
I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening.
All right, we're coming down to the end of the show here. Finish out the hour with a couple tracks from a new album by Manuel Valera and Groove Square. Manuel Valera, a Cuban piano player, really talented cat. Name of the album is Urban Landscape, and we're going to hear a track called 121st Street. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.